Parshas Truma, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin, Ayin Hei. Amazing everyone came today on a snowing morning in Beit Shemesh. It's really a Yom Tov for the kids. Unbelievable. Snow and no school. But amazing everyone came, made the effort to come. So this week's parasha is about the binyan of the Mikdash. And of course, v'shachanti b'soichom is b'soich kol echad v'echad. B'soichoy lo ne'emar. Doesn't say I will dwell in it, I will dwell b'soichom. Which means chazal darshan in every person. So in fact, what if we analyze well the principles that are hidden in this week's parasha, in fact principles for ourselves to have the Shekhinah to dwell in our own homes, in ourselves. And the pasuk says, "Va'asu li mikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham." Beginning of this week's parasha, says Rashi, "What does it mean, va'asu li mikdash, li, asu li shmi, make it for me?" I'd like together to analyze in a different Bina Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash of which Shlomo built. We can see their sensitivity to how pure a person must be to actually bring the Shekhinah in, to show what it means, Lishma. In Malachim Aleph Perakei Pasuk Yud Zayin, Shlomo sends to Hiram. Hiram lived in Lebanon. He had the cedars, the cedars of Lebanon. Vayishlach Shlomo el Hiram Neymar. Shlomo wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. He needs the materials to be sent him from Lebanon. And he says the following: Atoyo dato es David Ovi. You know my father, ki lo yochol livnos bais l'shem Hashem Elokov. My father David was not able to build a house, to build a mikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Mipnei ha-milchoma asher sovavu. He was involved with the battles. Ateis Hashem oisom tachas kapois raglov. Until he was able to overcome his enemies, atachas kapois raglov, he was able to stand upon them, he was unable to build a Beis HaMikdash. He was too busy. My father was too busy to build a Beis HaMikdash, but for myself, I have no enemies anymore, I can't build the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, he was unable to, I am able to, can you please help me build a Beis HaMikdash? The question is that true? Was David HaMelech too busy to build a Beis HaMikdash? Is that why he was unable to build it? Let's go and see, let's check out and see. In the Navi Shmuel, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Zayin, describing that David in fact wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. And it says the following: Vahi kasha yoshaf ha-melech be-beisoi. David HaMelech was in his home. Vashem hiniach lo misoviv mikoleivo. It says clearly over there, Hashem took away all his enemies. Hiniach lo misoviv mikoleivo. Vayom ha-melech ha-nosan ha-novi. And David says to Nosan, Re'ei, Anoichi Yoshev v'Beis HaRozim, I'm sitting in a palace with Beis HaRozim made out of cedars, V'Oren Elokim Yoshev v'Toich HaYiria, and the Oren Hashem is sitting in a tent. So it says clearly, he was actually free of his enemies, his hands were free, he was unoccupied, and he requested to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'Hi Balayla Hu, Vaidvar Hashem Anosan Neymar, Leich Vamavit. Please go and tell David, Koyamar Hashem, Ho Ata Tivneli Bais Lishivti. Are you going to build it? No, you're not. You're not going to build the house. Your son Shlomo will do it. So what's going on? Shlomo clearly says Hiram, my father was too busy fighting the enemies till he was able to overcome them. She was too busy. But me? I have my hands free. Therefore, I want to build a Beis HaMikdash. But clearly, that's not true. Because it says clearly before that David, it says clearly in the Pasuk, Hashem, he was free from his enemies. Says the Radak, indeed, it wasn't the real reason. He didn't want to say the real truth. He didn't want to tell Hiram outright that Hashem did not allow David to build a Beis HaMikdash. Okay. But what was he telling him though? But he was telling him something. It was funny. What happened? Where have you been till now? You're saying Hashem Baruch Hu needs a bayis, and where have you been till now? Yeah, but well, it sounds funny. What happened to you till now? We're talking about a few hundred years in. It's been a few hundred years inside the Yitzhak. All of a sudden you wake up, need help, make an appeal to build a Beis HaMikdash. It's our Hume. Okay, so he wasn't telling the real truth, says the Radak, because out of Kvodesh Aviv, he didn't want to reveal all the cards. But what was he saying? He did say that my father was involved in Milchomais. But what does that mean? But you know what he... But he didn't have his hands tied. Talbim over there tells us, gives us the insight. And this is incredible to see how deep and pure Elishmo has to be. And says the Malbim, there are various advantages to have a Beis HaMikdash. Amokam Avoido, Kapara. There's something else that we gain from a Beis. It is, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, it helps you overpower your enemies. It's a very strong tool. It's a weapon. How do we know that? The Gemara in Brachos, Zayin Amud Beis, says, Korakoivea mokim letfilosai. Whoever has a fixed mokim of Avodah, Tfilah is Avodah, Oivov noiflim tachtov. His enemies will fall away. Shenemar, v'samti mokim lami Yisrael, unutati v'shochin tachtov. We're going to have a place with Israel. V'le'yirgas oid, v'le'yisifu b'nei avlo la'anoisai. And therefore, no one's going to come and afflict them. So there's a koyach, there's a zgula in a Beis HaMikdash, in a kirbas Hashem, that your enemies will fall away. Therefore, says Shlomo to Hiram, you know what? My father didn't build a Beis HaMikdash. Do you know why? Says Shlomo, and this is a lashon. Ki lo yochal livnot bayis l'shem Hashem Eloka. It could not be pure, because had it been that David will build a Beis HaMikdash, he has a personal gain. He has an agenda, because by him building a Beis HaMikdash, his enemies who are still around him will be overpowered. So it's lacking in the lishma, because he has a personal gain. He's going to gain out of it that now on his enemies will fall away. Therefore, Shlomo, my father, who was still fighting the battles, he hadn't yet overcome the enemies, he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash lishmi, for the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because on a certain level, it was lacking in lishma. But me, says Shlomo. So Shlomo, and this is Loshon, what Shlomo says. V'ato, hiniach Hashem Elokecha li misoviv. But says Shlomo, I'm in peace, I have no enemies. Therefore, and ein soton mein pegara, I have no one against me. Hineni oimer, liv noiz bayit l'shem Hashem Elokecha. Therefore, I want to build a bayit l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hiram was very, very impressed. Because Hiram says over there, Vaikishmoya Hiram is Divrei Shlomo, Vaismach Moid Vayomer, Baruch Hashem Asher Nosan David Ben Chochom. Shal Omar Rav Azeh. What was the Chochmah? He saw amazing insight to see what is the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, what is the Lishmo. Incredible. So therefore, to have a real Lishmo, it has to be that we can, there's no Negias. But again, but we see it wasn't the real truth. that Hashem didn't want David to build the Beis HaMikdash. There are other reasons. It says in Divrei Yomim, because David and Melech spilled much, lots of blood. So the emes is that David could overpower that Negiah. He was the level that he could overpower that personal agenda. But for Hiram, he was impressed because he heard, he understood the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. The message is for us, the more we can be pure, the more we can be less egoistic, less think about ourselves, the more Kedusha we can get, the more Kedusha can dwell in our homes, if we think about other people and not about ourselves. In the same light, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar has an unbelievable insight, which only he could say such a thing. We have that again. We have in the Midrash the idea of divus leiv, to give. Kol isha sheitvenu libay. What is the divus leiv? Brings the Gemara in Moed Katan, Chof Ches Amod Aleph. The Malach HaMoves has a list, addresses of the people he used to bring in. He was given Rav Chiya. He went to Rav Chiya and he was unable to take him because Rav Chiya was so involved with the learning, he was unable to take him. So what did he do? He bangs at the door. Taraf Babava. He disguised himself as a poor man and knocks at the door. Omali, Afikli Rifta. I'm a poor man, I'm hungry. Can you please give me some bread? Afikule. The Malach Amov, Sir Pchir, sees a poor man, gives him some bread. Omale, says the Malach Amov to him, V'lav komarachim mara anya. Don't you have mercy on a poor man? Ahu gavra amayloi komarachim mara. Why don't you have mercy on me? Galilei, the Malach Amov is revealed who he is. Ach v'reishuta denura. He showed him a staff of fire. Amtzirei nafshei. Says Rav Chiya, Hineni, take me. And that was it. Rav Chiya was taken away. This is the Gemara in Moed Katan, Chof Ches, Amud Aleph, at the bottom of the page. This is the story. So Malach HaMoved comes. He's unable to take Rav Chiya. So he disguises himself as an Oni, requests bread, gets bread, and then he comes with the complaints. And he says to Rav Chiya, you have mercy, Oni. Why don't you have mercy on me? And therefore let me shoot you. Let me cut your head off. Does that make sense? Huh? What? It does? I gave a guy knocked on the door, I gave him some bread. So he says, no, okay. So now let me shoot you. I'll take you to the Islamic State and I'll burn you alive. Not kesher. Okay, I gave the guy bread. Well, I'm not sure. Therefore I should die. Yeah, so what's the time of the Malach HaMoved? We understand he has his mission to do, very nice. What does that have to do with the Oni? He's coming with a claim against Rav Chiya. If he would just identify himself as Malach HaMoved, Rav Chiya says, it's your problem, I'm learning. Now he comes to the time that you helped the Oni, why can't you help me? What do you say? What's Pshat? Ah. What's that? Warming up. Says the Chaim Shmulevitz. When we do chesed, it's common for us to give our leftovers. We can tell someone, you know what, come at the end of the wedding, lots of leftovers are going to go in the garbage. You know, bakasha, I prefer that you take them. Good food, quality food, chaval will be taken away. Come after the wedding's over, you're welcome to take as much as you want. That's how we kind of do things, you know. And Oni knocks at the door, I have some leftover bread. Bakasha, you can have that. By Rav Chiya, that wasn't the case. Yitven Aliboy, the pshat is by Rav Chiya, when he was giving all that he had. It wasn't Yotze Zayin, the minimum I could give you. I really, I give you 10 agorot, but 10 agorot, I'll give you a shekel.
He was giving all that he can. He's Ben Levi. His whole levi was giving. Says the Malach HaMavis, you give all your levi to the Oni. What about me? Why can't you give me your levi as well? Says the Pchir, no, you're right. Vakasha, take me. Because he was giving all that he had. I'm not speaking at a level I am at, but I'm just saying that's what Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's how he explains this Gemara. Kol isha sheyit venu liboy. You give all your lev. A person is suffering, a person is going through a hard time. Give him your lev. Try and help him, try and feel where he is. By a prayer, he was giving all that he has for the other person. And that's an adivus lev that can bring the Shekhinah. Famous Medrash Rabbah in this week's parasha. Vayikhu li truma hada hu dichsiv ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirasi al tazoiv. The Medrash connects the Mishkan to Torah. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirasi al tazoiv. Vayikhu li truma. There's a connection. Says the Medrash, Moshe LeMelech Shehoisorei Bat Yechida, a king who has an only child, a daughter, Bo Echad Min HaMelochim V'Natala. She gets engaged to one of the kings, no, royalty, gets married to royalty, and a king comes and gets engaged with her. No, after the wedding, very nice, the king wants to go home to his own kingdom. The chassan, the king, wants to go home. And who with? With his wife. Omaloi. Says the father-in-law, Biti shenosati lecho yechidisi. The daughter that I gave you is, she's a yechidis. I have no one else. Lifreish mimenu eini yochol. I cannot separate from her. On the other hand, I cannot, morally I can't say, don't take her away because you married her. I'm stuck position. On one hand, I cannot separate from her. On the other hand, you have the right to take her. So please, this is the request I ask from you. You can go, but shekol mokrim shata hoylech, wherever you go, kito in echod aseli, please have a room for me, a small room. She odor eslachem, she eini yochel aniach biti. I cannot leave her, and therefore, please, you can go, you can take her, but please have a room for me, so I can be with you and be with her. That's the mashal the Medrash gives. Kach omar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, who is the biti? Who is the biti of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Ah, what's the nimshal? Who is the bas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Torah, exactly. And says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lifrei Shemen Einu Yochel. I cannot separate from her. From the Torah I'm so connected. Kud Shebrichu Barai Sechat Hu. On the other hand, Loi Malochem Al Titlua, to tell you not to take her away from me, Einu Yochel. Because I gave it to you. Ki lekach toim nosati lochem. Ishki yikach. Yikach is loshen kiddushin. You married her. The Kodesh Baruch Hu married us to the Torah. So to tell you not to take away, I can't. No. So what's Kodesh Baruch Hu saying? Elo mekol mokim shetem olchim. Wherever you go, asuli shodur b'soichai. Please make me a small room. Shenemar v'asuli mikdash. Make me a mikdash. Ah, such a beautiful medrash. It's not poshut pshat. What does it mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu can't separate from the Torah? Why would he separate from the Torah? What? Has the Torah disappeared? Poshut pshat. What do you mean separate from the Torah? Kodesh Baruch Hu can't learn Torah upstairs? He has to be in Beis Tefillah to learn it? Ah. The shul site doesn't go all the way up? What's the pshat? What does it mean? Why should he separate himself? Is it out of print upstairs? Is he losing out? But that we have it as well. You can't. There's no copies upstairs. Huh? Why? Make some copies. Makara, what's bothering? Yes. Oh, exactly. The Torah is now given us. Well, we run the Torah. We decide. It's the Torah is now in the Boilam Hazeh. It's not in Oilam Hapo. It says the Kosh Bohu. You know, you're taking away from here. You're taking away into this world. You're right. I can't stop you, but any yochol, I can't disconnect. Please make me a room. Some the agosha, the avo you see for the Torah. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't disconnect, can we disconnect? Our Baisai. Can we go on, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't, can we go on vacation and just shut down? We should also be in such a situation of leaf reish emenu in yochai. That's what it should be. In the same medrash it says, "Yesh lecha odom lekeach mekach." A person could acquire something, when odom einim yodim mahu. You could buy something and not be aware of what you're buying. So how do you know the value of what it is? If you see how much the sausur, that's the middleman, how much he gets paid, that can, from there you can identify how big the item you bought. If the middleman takes, like the agent, if he takes 10 shekel, then you assume that the subject, the topic that was bought, the subject is worth 100 shekel. If he takes a million shekel as an agent, so you understand that deal is 100 million. Says the Medrash, Kacha Torah, En Odom Yodea Mahi. We cannot understand what is Torah. Elo Mischar Shalokach Moshe. But we see the Schar. Shenema, O Moshe Lo Yoda Ki Koran Oroponov. Moshe was shining. He was so strong they couldn't look at him. He had to put on a mask, so that they wouldn't burn people out. So there you can identify the Torah. Again, Pasha Pshat. What does that mean? What is Torah? It's tremendous light. It's a light so strong that from the even the Sarsur, which he only gets a percent, the light from him, so the shine from him is so strong that people couldn't look at him. I mean, just obviously these are measures helping us identify, we don't appreciate what the Torah is, but just as a mashal to understand it's tremendous, tremendous light, and therefore we must also be in a situation of lifrei sheimenu einu yochel. We cannot separate from them. We have the Mizbeach and the Oroin and the Shulchan. What's in common with all three? That all three have crowns. There's a Zer for the Oroin, a crown around the Oroin, and there's a Zer for the Shulchan, a crown for the Shulchan, the table, and a Zer for the Mizbeach. What do these represent? Says the Gemara in Yuma. The Mizbeach represents Keser Kahuna, and the crown of the Shulchan represents Keser Malchus, and the crown of the Oren represents Keser Torah. And you know what? Shemizbeach Zocho Aron. Keser Kahuna has been taken away, has been taken already. And Keser Malchus has also been taken by Yudah. And Keser Torah, who has Keser Torah? Who took it? Anyone know? Who has Keser Torah? Huh? Oh, sorry?
It's hefker, says the Gemara. Adayin munach, kol areitze likach yovei viikach. Whoever wants can take it, and this is how the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Paragim Alocha Aleph. Munach ve'oimed u'muchan kol Yisrael. Fine. In Shuvas Shevet HaLevi, he's asked the question. There was a certain individual who spent years in writing a book about Bris Mila. Years. Spending time, investigating, researching. He was a mumche, expert, one in the generation who knew all the halachas, the minhagim, the chazalim, all the midrashim about Bris Mila. And he wrote a big fat book, Bris Mila. A year later, someone else prints also a big fat book about Bris Mila, where 95% of his information comes from the first book. He opened the first book, sees everything's laid out for him. All these midrashim that no one even knows about, Tosefta's and whatever, Psikta's, and it's all laid out for him. And this guy basically repeats all the information laid out by the first Mechaber. A few changes, a few additions, but it's 95% built from based on the first Mechaber. And this first Mechaber writes to Rav Vosner. He's very upset. I spent years and years researching, and this guy just copies what I did, and now I have competition. Is this right? What do you say about this? Don't I have a type of copyright on the Torah, you know? So I researched it. Says Rav Vosner, big mistake. Says Rav Vosner, ein hakpid al kach. Even though he took all your chidushim, but you know what? Torah seinui Torah's hefker. It's because they're hefker. Kemunachas bekeren zavis. Koreitze litol yitlena. The Torah doesn't belong to you. Very nice. You put all the work in. Very nice. It's all true. It does not belong to you. It's hefker. Whoever wants to come and take it, can take it. Like the Rambam paskens. I agree. It is the right thing for the second mechaber to. He should write that he copied it from you. But Be'etzem, you cannot stop him. Torah is Hefka. Therefore, Rabbi said for us as well, Torah is Hefka. It's open, available for anyone. Kalaroitza, Kisra Shul Torah is there. Kalaroitza, Yovah Vito. We can all, let us all go and grab the crown. It's where the crown of Torah. We find on top of the Arayin are two kruvim. Perek Chofei Pasuk Yudches. The shnei kruvim zav. What does that mean, kruvim? Says Rashi. Dmus parzuf tinoik lehem. Ravya is a child. So Gevaldik. In Yecheskel, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph in Rashi over there, the Kruvim were the Sanegor. They were the defense for Klal Yisrael. These children symbolized Klal Yisrael, and they were the Sanegor of Klal Yisrael. Gevaldik, the Kruvim, the Ravya, the child. The Shaila is in Parshas Bereishis, when Adam gets thrown out of Gan Eden, it says over there, Vayigarish es Adam. Hashem throws Adam out after the sin. Vayishkoy mikedem leganidem. Vesakruvim veslat acherev amista peches lishmoz derech hachayim. And there's kruvim over there that are preventing him from going back. There's a cherev amista peches, some turning sword, and there's kruvim. Who are these kruvim? Says Rashi, kruvim. Malachei Chavola. These are angels of destruction. To make sure the other won't go back. Vicious angels. Fragt Abyanka Galinsky. How could it be? Kruvim
on the Arayin, Mamish Gevaldik. These are the Sanego of Klal Yisrael. The Shechina dwells there. The Ravya, the children. And you have Kruvim, the Malachi Chavola. How's this work? Says the Bianca Galinsky, it all depends where the child is. If the child is connected to the Arayin, if his feet are in the Arayin, Gevaldik, he can bring the Shechina. But if the child's in the street, he can turn into Malach Havala. So therefore, you've got to be careful where your children are hanging out. Make sure they're not turning to Malach Havala, but they connect Adrabah, they should be connected to the Torah and good things. The pasuk says, "V'yikhu li truma." I want them to take for me truma. What do you mean take? How do you take truma? You give truma. The person gives away. To take. Why is it called taking truma? You're giving truma. We should give HaKadosh Baruch Hu truma. Says the Beis Halevi, it's teaching us. What do we really have? What is ours? What do we possess? What we give to tzedakah. That's ours. What we keep is not ours. What we give is ours. Was Prat. The Gemara says in Baruch Hashem, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Mun Baz HaMelech Shebizbez Oitzroisov Ve'oitzrois HaVoisov B'shnei HaBatzores. There was years of famine, and he opened the royal treasures and he spent the money supporting the people. His brothers and family came to complain. They said, "You are you're degrading our family name because your forefathers increased, they gathered the treasures and increased the treasures, and you are depleting the treasure, the royal treasure. You're wasting the money." Said Mumbaz HaMelech, says back to them, "Avoisai gonzu lamata." My forefathers, they were storing in this world, in lamata, and I am storing lamala, in the upper world. "Avoisai gonzu b'mokin shayat shaydetespoy." They were storing in a place where human hands has control. It can be stolen. "Vani gonasti." I keep the money in a safe place, where no human being can ever take it away. The malo. "Avoisai gonzu dovar she'ein oise peiros." They stored something that doesn't create fruit. But I'm storing. The stock I give has fruit. "Avoisai gonzu la'achirim." My forefathers are storing for other people. "Vani gonasti la'atzmi." I'm storing for myself. And that's what we're looking for. Said Mumbaz HaMelech to them, "Adarabha, what they're storing is for other people. But what I'm storing is for myself. Because what is guaranteed? What you give the tzedakah, that's guaranteed money for you. What you keep for yourself, there are no guarantees." There's a certain working person that I have a connection with. He told me he had two friends in Tel Aviv, very rich, very well to do. They own streets of stores, very well to do. Whole streets belong to them. One of them made a bad investment, went bankrupt and lost all his money. The other one was still doing very, very well. Until one day they found a tumor. Within 3 months, the guy was buried under the ground. 3 months. He tells me, "Look, two people also very rich. One got his money separated from him, and the other separated from his money. What do we have for sure? What we have is what we give." Now, I'm sure I said before, the story of the rich man.
who left, he left his, in his will. He left two wills. One will is to be opened the day of my death. And my second will, I want to be opened, to be read a month after my death. So they open the will on the day of his death and he says, I want to be buried with my socks on. I want to wear my socks. A rich man, socks. That's what he wants. So they go to the Chevra Kadisha and they show the, my father's request, socks. And the Chevra Kadisha say, no way, it's against Minhag Yisrael. It's Loika Derech, we have Tachrichim, no way, we're not masking. Went to a different Chevra Kadisha. They didn't agree. They had no choice. They went to all the Chevra Kadishas. No one agreed to bury him with the socks on. What can they do? Keep in the fridge? No. So what can they do? They buried him without the socks. My father saw. Month later, they read the second will. And he writes, my dear sons, you think I don't know? I know you didn't bury with me. You didn't bury me with my socks on. I know that. So why did you to put the socks on if I knew that you wouldn't agree? Because I want to teach you a lesson. You just received a very big inheritance. The money may make you drunk. But you should know, when you go to the world to come, you can't even take your socks with you. Truma. What do we have? It's what we give to stock is what we have. That's vayikhu, you're taking for yourself. What you're keeping for yourself is him gonzu la'achirim, for other people. It's not something you can take with you. The Shah, when a person dies, as the Mishnah says in others, trust the osa shel adam, ein milavim loy l'adam, loy kesev, loy zov, loy margolios, loy avonim toivais. You don't take anything with you. Only the Torah and the Maisim Tovim that you did. And therefore, you want to store your money. You want to keep your money. You want to take it with you. By equally truma, by giving the truma, you're taking it with you. That's for you. It's the exact opposite to what Western culture teaches us. But that's the truth. Hem gonzu la'achirim, v'ani gonazti la'atzmi. They had to bring Atzei Shittim. In Perichof Hei, Pasuk Hei, Atzei Shittim. As Rashi, Umi'ayin Hoyolem Bamidbar. Where could you find in the Midbar Atzei Shittim? Or Pirush Rabbi Tanchuma. Yaakov Avinu Tzofa B'Ruach HaKodesh. Yaakov Avinu saw with Ruach HaKodesh, Shasidim Yisrael Livnois Mishkan Bamidbar. They saw they're going to have to build a Mishkan. And he realized they're going to need Atzei Shittim. V'hevi arozim in Mitzrayim. When he came down to Mitzrayim, he brought cedars with him. But not only planted them. And he commanded the sons that when you leave, take the cedars with you. I once heard a beautiful argosha. If a casual passerby who would see Yaakov Avinu planting the cedars, what would he say to himself? Huh? What do you say? Tippish. That's another point. You want to see the fruits? Okay. That's another chazal. That old man, that's also true. For his sons. They would say, here's another farmer. Another farmer. Lots of farmers. Here's another one, planting trees. But really, he was planting the Mokem HaMikdash, Ashras HaShchina. Therefore, some appreciate our the effects of our maisim, what we do. We think we're just another farmer. We should know every mitzvah we do, we're also building a mikdash, we're building a spiritual universe. And the last point for this shir is v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'seichon. There's once a poor man who saw a rich man's wallet, big wallet, fat, full of notes, and he got really jealous. Wow, I would love to have such a wallet. And the poor man saved up penny after penny, week after week, and he saved up till one day, the big day came. He went into the store and had enough money to buy a big wallet. And he was so happy.
His friends told him, Tipesh, as he said before, Tipesh, you fool. Do you think there's any purpose of having a wallet if it's empty? If you have lots of money, then it's good to have a wallet to store it. But to have the wallet without money is worthless. Some people spend the time. They may build a nice shul, nice Sifrei Torah, nice everything. But they drive the Shekhinah away. How can you drive the Shekhinah away? If you drive on Shabbos to the shul, it's also not going to bring the Shekhinah, is it? You speak Lashon Hara in the shul, it's not going to bring the Shekhinah. V'chulei v'chulei. Therefore, that's a tipesh. You're just having a wallet. It's v'asur l'migdash v'shachanti v'seichon. It's only the Shekhinah dwells there. Is there any purpose in asur l'migdash? Let us together with other Shem, everyone to himself, try and internalize the messages of we learn from Parshas Truma to bring the Shekhinah, should be the Shmi, should be the Shma, to give to other people and leave a slave all that we have to help others, to recognize stocker we're giving, we're taking by giving a stocker, to appreciate the amaisim, what we do, don't think they're mundane, each one has a tremendous potential, and we should be zeicher to bring the Shekhinah in our own lives, in our families' lives, and Klal Yisrael. Thank you very much. The next year will be in 5 minutes.
Thank you.